think we can learn from and any ideas or policies or programs that are occurring in RTP or the surrounding area in North Carolina that we could benefit from doing here in Wisconsin?
That's a great question. Like I said, with the parallels that there kind of are already that exist, I think just continuing to strengthen those programs, really encouraging the entrepreneurial spirit. So I think that focus in business and entrepreneurship and doing the startups and really encouraging people to take that route, I think that that could be more of an emphasis because that's something that is strong within North Carolina that possibly could come and be modeled here in Wisconsin as well.
Okay, so, well, thank you. First of all, that was a really well thought out answer to the question and informative because I wasn't aware that University of Wisconsin had the number one STEM graduates.
Yes.
And that is pretty remarkable.
It's
Maybe
impressive.
That's something that we can really, you know, get out there
right.
More. So there's a local company, Cellular Dynamics,
yes.
CDI.
Yes.
And it was acquired by Fujifilm.
Yes, it was.
it's really interesting to see a company that had so much expertise in film technologies.
Right.
Why in the world are they now in stem cell products?
So why it's surprising to some internally in our Fujifilm family, it actually was a natural progression within our organization. So Fujifilm has actually been involved largely in life sciences dating back to 2003 when they acquired the CMO business. So Fuji definitely is a forward-thinking company that's all about innovation and looking forward and diversifying the portfolio and saw a true asset when it came to biomanufacturing and delving into a field that they had no idea about and leveraging the expertise of people that were a part of the companies that they acquired. With Cellular Dynamics, I thought that that was neat because when I was in the program, we actually interacted with that lab, had the opportunity to go in the lab. So when I saw the name come across my email with the announcement, I kind of said, I was like, why do I know that name? And then it's such a small world. Like, that's a company that I was physically in that lab and had an opportunity to meet the folks there. But I think that it's showing the natural progressions of companies like Fujifilm and others that are truly thinking outside of the box and looking at technologies that are life-saving. When you get into the biotech field, like that's the goal of everyone, is to save lives. And Fuji really sees value in that. And so with like CDI, for example, you're looking for not necessarily the next best technology, but what is not only a good fit for your business model and progressing there, but what's gonna help you diversify. Within this market, it's extremely competitive. And so you have to stay ahead of your competition, think of what's beneficial for pharmaceutical companies to help them get from, the startup and getting to the next level and to get that commercial product and what services can you offer to help them get there. And so I think in service-based companies, larger companies, you're going to start seeing more of that, where they're going to really be looking at these unique technologies that are coming out of these labs and looking, again, back into the R&D and the support that comes from organizations, again, like I said, BioForward and the NC Biotech Center in North Carolina, where you're linking up and you have these unique relationships for partnerships where the connections exist. How do you introduce these individuals where, these technologies or ideas are funneling mm-hmm. out of the lab, they're being acquired by, startup companies, being, developed further and then sold to established companies. So.
You have two CEOs sitting to your right, and I want to say to them, I think we see who the next CEO is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Either Fujifilm or maybe if we're lucky, we can recruit you back to Madison. And it's a real testament to the MS and biotech program that somebody with a technology background can speak so eloquently about kind of the future of where you see not only your company going, but also what an ecosystem can do to help foster more of that. So thank
you. It's exciting. I mean, biotech is always exciting. I think that's one of the things I love most about the industry because you wake up one day and it's different the next, and it keeps you on your toes. It's challenging, but it's exciting.
Well, I think we're all glad you didn't go to veterinary school.
Yeah.
We have a really big impact.
Thank you.